It's been made by 24-year-old Kent filmmaker Sam Supple of Viola Films, who had to find the cast and crew amongst local people aged between 16 and 60.
Time Bleeds is an experimental documentary. I came up with the idea because I always felt frustrated when I watched history documentaries. You see the photographs, the paintings, the artifacts, and you always feel yourself wanting more.
I want you to think about the fact that you have all been chosen specifically to be here.
To find the actors, the film company held a series of workshops in the town, and Candice Nergard from Gravesend took them through method acting.
I want you to put yourself in their shoes and imagine how that might feel. Past and present as a parallel universe. Time will bleed.
For the film, we held open auditions. Anyone could come along, and we held them at the library in Folkestone. What we were looking for was people who were open to try the method process and who we thought the whole process could work on.
Folkestone was very much centre stage in World War One. Folkestone Central's train station was seen in the film, with actors in First World War dress on the platform, even a steam train pulling into the station to create the atmosphere of a mother and her soldier son saying farewell.
Folkestone was really important during the First World War. Over 8 million troops passed through the town on their way out of the country to the front line and the trenches, and the Secret Service even set up a base in Folkestone. And once we got the participants into the mindset of those who were living in the town about a century ago, we took them to locations around the town and the neighbouring towns and put them through these scenarios that were happening at the time.
The film includes a scene with a young soldier being shot by a firing squad. It is shocking but poignant, and really brings home the reality of duty and how terrifying World War One was.
One! Face! Front! Present! Arms!
A 19-year-old man called Thomas Highgate from Shoreham in Kent, he was one of the first people to be shot for cowardice just 35 days into the war. And we look at his story a little bit closer, and we were filming the execution scene at Great Western Heights in Dover, and Phil Eden, who helps look after the place, he was there, and he came up to me and he said, when you see the Hollywood films, and they're all the soldiers are played by people in their late 20s, but the guys you got here in the uniform, they're the right age, they're 16 to 20, and it's really scary when you think they were that young and they were having to execute someone their age, and it's just unbelievable, the stories that you hear from back then.